This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Alex Chadwick. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and Secretary of State Colin Powell are testifying before congressional committees today. They want Congress to authorize the use of military force against Iraq. Yesterday, before the House Armed Services Committee, Secretary Rumsfeld said it's important for lawmakers to send Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein a message. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
Yesterday's hearing was the first of what should be several opportunities for members of Congress to grill administration officials in public about their thinking on Iraq. Ike Skelton of Missouri, the ranking Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee, wanted to know what the administration would do to stabilize Iraq after overthrowing Saddam Hussein. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said he's focusing first on winning the war and would leave much of the post-war planning to the Iraqi people.
Going the next step and beginning to talk about democracy or things like that is a step I can't go, because it seems to me that what's important is, in that transition period, it would be important for the Iraqi people in Iraq and people, Iraqis from outside of Iraq who've been persecuted, to participate in fashioning what would follow.
Republican Joel Heffley of Colorado wondered whether U.S. military action against Iraq might provoke Saddam Hussein to strike out against his neighbors, Israel, for example. Rumsfeld acknowledged the concern, but suggested that Israel and other nearby countries should keep their cool.
There is no question but that Iraq's neighbors, were there to be a conflict, would have a degree of vulnerability. There's also no question but that that would probably not last for a very long time, that they would be vulnerable. And there's also no doubt in my mind but that it would be in Israel's overwhelming best interest not to get involved.
Rumsfeld made clear again how little faith he has in the ability of United Nations weapons inspectors to disarm the Iraqi government. Democrat John Spratt of South Carolina pointed out that the last group of inspectors did manage to find and destroy some stockpiles, more, in fact, than were destroyed as a result of combat actions in the Gulf War. Rumsfeld acknowledged that point, but said the recent reorganization of the UN weapons inspectors means they'll be less effective this time around than they were last time. Over and over, Rumsfeld insisted President Bush has not made a decision to go to war against Iraq, but he was momentarily at a loss for words when Democrat Marty Meehan of Massachusetts asked what nonviolent alternative there might be.
Well, Mr. Secretary, could we accomplish disarmament, in your opinion, short of declaring war on Iraq? In other words, is there a disarmament strategy that could be accomplished short of declaring war?
Well, sure. Saddam Hussein could decide that his future's limited and he'd like to leave.
Some members of Congress needed no convincing. Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, in fact, wondered whether the administration might be better off just announcing its determination to overthrow Saddam Hussein and not bothering to get the UN Security Council to support the action.
If it's a matter of self-defense, you don't need the UN to sanction.
Oh, of course not. The UN Charter provides for every country to provide for their own defense.
Why don't we just be honest with people? Post 9/11, we view Saddam Hussein as a threat to this country, period. And if that's the case, when we go consult our allies and consult the UN, we should tell them that is our view. And I think there's some mixed messages going on here.
Rumsfeld today will face the Senate Armed Services Committee, where the Democrats are in control. One issue sure to come up is whether action in Iraq might divert military and intelligence resources from the global war on terrorism. That question could also come up in another congressional hearing today. The Senate and House Intelligence Committees are continuing their joint inquiry into U.S. intelligence failures in the war on terrorism and what can be done to correct the problems. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.